You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Happy Friday, Milwaukee. This is your boy, Pastor Jay. I am filling in as your cousin sub of the day for Kyle Wallace, who is out, and I am happy to be back in the building. Feel free to hit me up on YouTube right now. You can go to 101.7 The Truth and follow along. You can chat along with me. You can also send me messages on the text-to-talk line at 833-212-1017. But I'm excited to be here, glad to be in the room, always wonderful to be here in Milwaukee hanging out. And I have some stuff going on today that I am happy to talk about, to share. I've even got a special guest that we're going to be bringing in a little later on today that's hanging out with me in the studio. But I've seen some stuff going on in our country that I am totally confused about. Some things that are happening that I don't know what we're doing. I don't know why we're doing it. I don't know why people are up in arms about it. But if you haven't heard, let me inform you of what is going on that is ruining the world in this moment, apparently. Cracker Barrel has changed their logo. I don't know what's wrong with it. They changed the logo. They took Herschel off the logo, him and his barrel. Apparently, they got the axe. And folks are up in arms about Uncle Herschel being removed. I was reading some stuff about this. I want you to check this out because it's crazy to me. Cracker Barrel apparently shed almost $100 million in market value after its stock plunged Thursday following the release of the new logo. Apparently, the new design eliminates a longstanding drawing of an overall-clad man leaning against a barrel in favor of a cleaner logo featuring just the chain's name. Folks online are calling it generic and even woke, apparently believing this is somehow something to do with DEI, because we're going to blame DEI for everything, including Cracker Barrel changing their logo. Y'all, look, we got a lot of things going on in this world that I feel are more important to worry about. We got Russia invading Ukraine. We've got what's going on in Gaza right now. There's an immigration crisis here in the United States. We even got Texas and California having a whole redistricting battle where they're redrawing the lines to get more people into the House in Congress. But that's not what we're mad about. We're mad about Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel. Y'all, look, I'm going to tell you right now, I am a fan of Cracker Barrel. I really don't care what they do to the logo. If they want to make that logo into something that looked totally different, I really don't care. As long as they keep them biscuits and that strawberry jam flowing, I am a happy customer. Because when I go there, I want two things. I need biscuits and strawberry jam, and I need that grandma sampler. I need that in my life. I need my two pancakes, my two eggs, scrambled with cheese. I need to make sure that I get my bacon, my ham, and I only want the sugar cured. And I also want to make sure that I get my sausage. I get an extra side. And with that side, I make sure that I get some of that hash brown casserole and some of that lemonade, and I am a happy man. I don't care what y'all doing outside. As long as on the inside, that food stay the same and I can order them two things off the menu, I am a pretty happy person. So y'all tell me, anybody else mad about Cracker Barrel changing their logo? Folks is really going in online. Talking about some, they're not going to go there no more. They are dropping them. They will no longer be a customer. And I'm just trying to figure out, if the service is not bad and the food is good, what is the problem? Why do we care so much about things that don't really matter? It's amazing to me. So, Milwaukee, I've had a good week this week. And I found myself looking at TikTok, and you all, I post on TikTok every day. Shameless plug. If you want to follow me, just hit me on J Plain English on TikTok. You can follow my page. I have a couple of videos, and one in particular that went, for me, went viral. I think it had about 126,000 views as of this morning and still counting. And for those that don't know, again, my name is Jay English. I'm a pastor out in Illinois, and I talk a lot about marriage. I talk a lot about the things that I believe should be according to what the Word of God says, according to the standards that I try to live my life with. And I was sharing in a video, in a teaching session that I was doing about how we need to be assassins when it comes to our marriage. We need to be willing to kill and eliminate any noun, person, place, thing, or idea that would get in the way of our marriage. And I don't care who that is. And in my video, I'm saying, I don't care if it's your mama. I don't care if it's your children. They do not get to be a part of the marital vows and of the marital process. They are all bystanders. They don't get to be part of the team. Your team is literally made up of three people. Those people will be you, your spouse, and Jesus. That is it. That's the whole team. Nobody else gets to substitute. Nobody else gets to come off the bench. You don't get to add additional players. None of that. Folks wasn't mad about the mama part, but I got a lot of pushback from people that are upset with me saying I'm wrong about the children portion. They're saying that their kids should be part of the team and that their kids should be considered in the marriage. And I'm telling them, you must be crazy. Your kids cannot be part of your marriage. Why? Because when you walked the aisle and when you stood there before the judge or the pastor, you took vows before God that said, I will love, honor, and cherish this person till death do us part, forsaking all others. That all meant all. So when people are telling me, well, my kids come first in front of my spouse, I'm very confused about that. So Milwaukee, I'm asking that question here for you in your life, in your house. Who comes first? Is it the children? Is it the spouse? Because I am trying to understand why we think our kids that are going to grow up and, God willing, leave out of our house at some point to go on and live their own life, have their own marriage, have their own family, why we would jeopardize our marriage to the person that we took vows with, this person that we want to spend our lives with. We're going to jeopardize that for someone that's going to leave us, and they're going to leave us with the person we took the vows with. Help me understand. What are we trying to accomplish here? I look at my life, and I've got a daughter who is 8 years old. And hey, Naomi, I'm going to say hi to her right now. That is, she has my heart. She got daddy's heart wrapped up all around her little fingers. And we have a blast. We have a lot of fun. We have a lot of great conversations. But I remember she came in to talk to me one day, and she was like, Daddy, I got a question. And I said, you know, yeah, I'm happy to answer your question, sweetie. What you got? What you got going on? And she said, Daddy, I need to know, who do you love more? I said, what do you mean, who do I love more? She said, do you love me more or do you love mommy more? And I sat there for a second because I knew that this is one of those times that I've got to answer this question, but I got to do it in a way that this is setting her up for how her life is going to go at some point in the future. And I told her, baby, daddy loves mommy first. And it was because of daddy's love with mommy that we made you and love you. So mommy has to come first. And she looked at me and was sad, like, but I want to come first. I said, baby, that's not how it works for marriage. We have to be willing to love our spouse first. I said, one day when you get married, you're supposed to love your husband more than you love your kids. This chick told me she ain't getting married. She's just going to adopt 10 children. She said, Daddy, I'm going to live with you. I'm never leaving. I'm going to get married. I'm going to take care of you and mommy. And I'm going to adopt 10 children. I'm going to have 3 dogs. And I want a cat. Now, in the mind of an 8-year-old, this sounds good. And I told her, baby, you can have whatever you want, but if you're going to have them 10 kids, you're going to have to get your own house. You're going to have to go get your own place. You're going to have to move on out and find your own spot, because daddy don't know if he can take 10 children running around here at the same time, especially by the time you old enough to have them and have them running around. But when I think about this from the reality of marriage, there's some reasons why I feel marriages struggle, and it's because we will not put people in their proper place. My mom, when I got married in 2012 to Sonia, I love my mom, one of my best friends. I lost her, unfortunately, in 2013 to lung cancer. But my mother was one of them people that lit up a room. She was all the fun. She was the party starter. She was going to roast you, and she was going to laugh at her own jokes till she couldn't breathe. She was going to talk about you till you got mad, and then you getting mad made her laugh even harder. She was that person, my confidant, my cheerleader. But when I got married, Mom had to take a back seat. Mom had to take some of the responsibilities and the things that maybe I would have originally put towards her. My wife now takes that place. And this is the whole idea of when I walk this aisle, I am choosing this person over everybody else. I don't care how long I've known you. I don't care what our relationship is like. And I tell people all the time, if you're unwilling to give up your parents for this person, why are you marrying them? If you have children and you're unwilling to put this person in front of your kids, you probably got the wrong one. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about abusive situations. I'm not talking about if you have a spouse that is doing things that are wrong, that is abusing you or your family or your children. That is not what we are talking about today. But if you got somebody that's got a good head on their shoulders, that's working, that's taking care of the house and doing everything they can to be a good father, a good mother, that person that you marry should come before. They should come before. I'm going to repeat that one more time. They should come before your children. They should come before your best friend for 15 years. They should come before your sister, your brother. They should come before your parents. And if those other people are trying to get between you and your spouse, you got a problem. And you need to be an assassin. What does that mean? You need to have your sword ready. You need to be looking for, what do I need to do to eliminate this out of this picture? Because anything that comes in the middle of your team, that comes between you and your spouse, has to go. It has to go. You can't keep it. If you got friends that are trying to tell you, oh, man, I wouldn't put up with that. You should just leave. No, they should leave. Anybody for my wife and I that has tried to get in between us, and that can be anything, you all. I'm talking about ideas. I'm talking about money. I'm speaking of jobs. I'm speaking of anything that my wife and I have a saying, hey, if we have two or three arguments about you, this, that, at that point we hit that third argument, we got to make a different decision. Either this person got to move around, we got to do a different situation, one of us need to quit this job, and we have made the conscious decision to put our marriage first over everything. We believe we're blessed because of that. We are going to choose each other. Now, that means that I'm not going to purposely and intentionally put my wife in situations where she has to let go of people. I'm not bringing folks to her like, hey, I need you to let them go just because. But we have an understanding between the two of us that we are going to choose each other no matter what. Now, I'm seeing some action here over here on YouTube. You know, Mile the Elephant, good to see you on here. Glad that you're rocking with me today. I've got Travis the Matrix on here. Looks like Miss Sean is here. I see RC. Hey, I love this. He said, this goes back to that question of who rides in the front seat, the wife or the mother? Hey, that's a good question. Now, I don't mind if my wife decides to sit in the back seat. That's one thing. But mama telling her she's in the back seat, that's a different problem. Hey, no. No, this is my wife. If she want to ride up front, mama, you got to get in the back. Now, I will happily open the door for you. I will make sure the back seat is clean for you. I will vacuum. I will make sure it smells good back there. But mama, I got to go ahead and let you know that my wife comes first. And if we got a battle between who's sitting in the front seat, that battle has already been won. My wife is the winner. So you all, we're going to get ready to go to break here. Again, you can see us on YouTube at Truth to power right now. You can catch up with us at 833-212-1017. And we're going to be having a great conversation about business. I've got a good friend of mine that's in here with me that we're going to bring online in a few minutes. But this is Pastor Jay, your cousin sub of the day. I'm in for Kyle Wallace, who's out on assignment today. Stick with us. We'll be back in a few moments.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome back to Truth to Power on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue here in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. This is Pastor Jay, your cousin sub of the day, in for Kyle Wallace. And I want to read you this. The Truth is the proud home of Marquette University High School football. The 2025 football season starts with a bang as we have a big-time matchup between two traditional football powerhouse programs. Tune in this Friday night as the Marquette High Hilltoppers host the Arrowhead Warhawks. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Friday Night Football on The Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. That's my favorite commercial, y'all. But I am glad to be back, glad to be sitting in here. I've got a great friend of mine that came to join me live in the studio today. His name is Don Taylor, and he is the co-owner of SoPro Real Estate Solutions. Don, can you just tell everybody, hey.
Hey, man. Jay, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, bro, I'm so glad to have you in the studio with us. Milwaukee, Don has been a great friend of mine, and this friendship really started off in a crazy way. I lived here in Milwaukee. God opened the door for my wife and I to become pastors in Illinois, and we put our house up on the market. We didn't know what we was doing. We put the house on the market on a Friday night. And by Saturday afternoon, we had like six offers. All of them were above asking price, and we had to choose. And then people wanted to close early. We sold the house but had nowhere to go. I literally was on Facebook putting out, who has a place that I can go? I don't know what to do. I got a baby. I got a wife. I don't know where to go. And Don Taylor, who at the time, I didn't even know you that well.
No.
Reaches out and says, hey, I have an apartment. You guys can come stay here. Don't even worry about rent. Don't worry about anything until after you sell your home. And it was a godsend in that moment. It helped us make a very smooth transition that led to the house we were able to buy now that we're in. My daughter affectionately calls you Uncle Don for good reason. And we've been able to do a lot of work together. This is my brother in Christ as well. So we just get to rock all the way around. So, Don, thank you again for your life. Thank you for how you've cared for me. Thank you for coming and hang out here at the Truth Studio. Man, look, before we even jump into from a business standpoint, rumor has it that you're a Cracker Barrel fan.
Oh, man, I love Cracker Barrel. I love me some Cracker Barrel. It's the one place I get to go for my birthday meal, and it's like the only time of year. My family, they call it the Crapper Barrel.
Oh, my God.
They hate it. They hate it. And the thing is, I feel like there's people that love Cracker Barrel, we're like in the closet, man. We don't want to, like, you don't admit it, right, until you know that somebody else loves
yes.
it. So I love Cracker Barrel. The only problem I have with Cracker Barrel is they just don't give me enough gravy when I order my biscuits
and
gravy.
Oh, my God. So you got to add.
I got to ask for more.
So is that like your primary meal when you go there?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And then if I'm there for dinner time, it's either the pot roast or meatloaf.
So, okay. See,
dinner is hard.
So the pot roast or the meatloaf? See, I'm the all-time breakfast guy. It don't matter what time I go.
Yeah, I'm not that guy. Breakfast is for breakfast, and dinner is dinner.
You differentiate between the two. See, I'm going to be there next to you with pancakes, and I want that syrup that they got that I swear they sprinkle something extra in because I just want to drink it. But Don, has the logo change affected you at all? Do you feel a certain type of way about this?
Man, Jay, there are things in life that I just don't care about. and that's a lot of stuff. If it doesn't affect me personally, I just don't care. Like,
come on.
I'm going to go eat my biscuits and gravy or my meatloaf, and I'm going to be fine. Like, whatever their logo is, it's a picture. I don't
yes.
care. It just tells me that it's Cracker Barrel, and I get to go in, and I'm going to get my food that I like.
I love it. I love it. Well, Don, I want to spend some time talking about businesses and how to start them. some tangible and practical things that maybe you've experienced. For those that are not aware, so again, Don is the co-owner of SoPro Real Estate Solutions. They operate here in Wisconsin, and this is a real estate investing company. They purchase homes, they sell homes, they do fix and flips. He has an incredible rental portfolio, but from all of the time that I've known you, you have always had a knack for how to make money. And, you know, this is something we laugh about often, like Don will make money where you thought no money could be made. He will figure it out. He will buy it here and sell it here. And I have watched you over the years just make incredible deals happen. And my thing here today was just to talk through some of your background and experience and hopefully share that with those that may want to start their own business, may have their own business and are looking to scale that, may be scared of starting or moving to whatever that next level. So can you tell us a little bit about SoPro first and foremost and how that even got started for you?
Yeah, so for the last 24 years, I've been a licensed general contractor here in Wisconsin. And, you know, I do stuff, build houses, build kitchens, remodels, additions, whatever, for people. And that kind of during that time, I'd buy a house, fix it up, sell it, make money. And it was always a good thing. So about 5-6 years ago, decided my partnership had ended from after like 15 years, and new partner kind of came in, and we were like, hey, let's just do the real estate thing and just do that full time. So we really focused on not just buying and, you know, fixing a house and selling it. It was truly going after people who needed help. So again, people that were facing foreclosure, maybe going through a divorce, maybe you just have a job relocation, you need to sell your house, maybe, you know, grandma died and you inherited a house that you know nothing about and you really don't know what to do with it. So we take people in distress situations and truly give them solutions to their problems and make a win-win situation. I mean, there's obviously I have to make money on a deal, but it's like if I go to Costco and I buy a case of water and it's on sale for $2, I'm going to get it $2 cheaper. And I could go and turn, and I tell people that all the time when they ask, well, Don, what can I do? I'm like, go to Costco, buy water, get it on sale, and go on the street corner and sell cold water to people. Mm-hmm. You know, like you could do anything to make a buck, and you can buy anything and find somebody else to buy it, and you can make money on it. So that's the whole idea in housing. We provide solutions to people, and we, in turn, we fix it up, we make it, we take on the responsibilities, we take on the liabilities of issues and problems, and we turn and sell it, and sometimes we keep them and rent them too.
Yes.
So
love it. So I know that your background was initially as a contractor in construction, doing all those things. You got like over 25 years of experience in those areas. What was the turning point for you where you just said, I am done working for other people, I'm trying to do this for myself? What was to walk us through that process of making that decision? And then was there any fear in jumping off into your own thing? What did that look like?
Yeah. So I went to college for business management in Whitewater, and I got done with college and I did what everyone does. I went and got a job, and I loved the job. It was absolutely amazing. But then I got married a couple of years later, and it was a lot of travel, and I decided I don't want to travel anymore. And ever since I was a kid, I loved construction. And I had some experience. I never worked for anybody. I didn't have a family member who was in business. I was the first one in my family to go to college. There was something inside of me that I hated someone telling me what to do and how to do it. Mm-hmm. And I went back to a place that I worked at. I quit the job that was traveling to be able to be home with my new wife. And I went back to a job that I had during high school and college. And I mowed yards, and it was a flooring company. And I worked there, and after like 6 weeks, and they put me in the office. Like I was like a estimator and a project manager, and they put me in an office and set me all up, and it was great. And after 6 weeks, I went in, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea what I was going to do. I did have skills because I liked doing construction and building things. And I literally went to a couple home builders and found one that needed a guy to do warranty work. So it was a new home construction guy. And, after a year, you go into someone's house and you got to fix up the little stuff that just, you know, cabinet door might or door might need adjusting. Mm-hmm. Something might be broke or a piece of trim needs to be put on, drywall patching. And I did that, and I did it for a really cheap price. But I just told myself, if I make $100 a day, that's all I need to make. If I can make $100 a day, I can survive and I can do it well. And that was, I went in and I gave my notice, and my boss cussed me out, told me I was going to be worthless.
Wow.
And I would be back in 6 weeks looking for a job, and he will not give it to me. And I've used that as motivation. On the days that I didn't want to get up and I didn't want to go to work, I used that as his voice in my head telling me that I'm never going to amount to something.
Wow.
And I made sure that I amounted to something. So, and it's great. Now he's one of my flooring subcontractors. So,
so your boss works for you?
My
your
old,
your
my
former
old...
boss now subcontracts for you.
Yes.
Damn.
That's messed up and wonderful at the same time.
And we and he knows that. Like he yes. knows that he and now he'll say, "Well, that's that was my job." Like it was kind of. I mean, he was like a father figure to me.
Yes.
And he was like, "That's my job. I was supposed to. You know, that's the role I played in your life." I'm like, "All right, I'll accept that." But
wow. Okay.
But as far as being scared, I wasn't. I've never been fearful of things. I'm the kind of guy that let's jump out of the airplane and we'll pack the parachute on the way down.
Yeah,
I may not know how to pack it, but it'll be good enough, and we'll make it work.
And you figure it out.
Yeah. My wife's uncle, he retired when he's like 40 years old, and a great businessman. Did a couple different things, and the best piece of advice that he gave me was: you throw as many balls against the wall, and a couple of them are going to bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, but if you don't throw them against the wall, they're never going to come back. So, and I just kind of took that as like, I can try things. And mm-hmm. if I fail, I fail. And I don't look at it as a failure. I look at it as now I just know what not to do.
Got you. And I think that's a mindset shift that a lot of us who have started businesses, we found ourselves at that place. Like, if I don't take this step, it never will become.
Right.
I'll never have it as long as I stay right where I am. But what I hear you saying is, I have to take those steps. I have to be willing to throw it against the wall and see what sticks. I got to be willing to jump out of the plane
yeah.
and start figuring it out, or we'll never find out what could be.
Yeah.
So as you jumped out of the plane, figuratively, you had a family at that time when you were doing this?
So I had a wife, and then I started and a brand new baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what was that like those first few weeks, few months? Were you just out like knocking on doors? Was it
bro,
just
that was hard? And I remember there was times if I got a paycheck, and I never forget this, there was a time that my wife and I were trying to decide if we buy the baby food or our food.
Oh wow.
Now again, it wasn't much of a choice. We obviously bought our baby food.
Yeah.
But in the times, like the fruitful times where I had bought a half a cow. Like went to the butcher, bought a local farmer, bought a half a cow, and I had a deep freezer, and I had a freezer full of steaks and ground beef. And every night for dinner, I ate steak every night. It was great. Or hamburger, or, mm-hmm. you know, roast. But that was it. Like literally, like no potatoes, no carrots, no nothing. Like we bought food for my kid.
Wow.
And that's a struggle. And my wife works full time. I mean, but she was a teacher, and she was a new teacher, so mm-hmm. she didn't make anything. And it was a struggle. But she believed in me, and I think that's probably the biggest part is having your partner believe in you and yeah. to know that you can do it. And again, I think she believed in me just because I wasn't sitting at the couch, you know, on the couch all day. I yep. wasn't sitting there 8 o'clock.
You was out trying to make it happen.
I was out there pushing, and I was hustling. I was doing whatever needed to be done in order to make it. And again, did everything work? No. There's things I lost on, and there's jobs I did for free just to prove, like, hey, I can do this. Mm-hmm. Like, just show me. Just give me a chance. I will show you that I can do this, and you pay for the materials, but I'll do it for free. And people gave me a shot, and that's – but ever since I was in – you know, a kid, I always try to have a hustle of something that I could do, that something I could make money on. And it's how I pay my way through college. Like it just, whatever I could do to make a buck, I would do.
Come on, man. I love that. Truth Nation, we're going to get ready to go to break here. We are live here with Don Taylor of SoPro Real Estate Solutions. We're going to come back and ask him some questions about getting businesses started and have some more information about that. But this is Truth to Power on the award-winning 101.7. And we are live here in Milwaukee. We're going to break, and we'll be back with you in a few moments.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth Nation, please join us at our third annual Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 23rd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Riverside University High School. Admission to Truth Family Fest is absolutely free and a great place to have fun while celebrating with family and friends. There's also going to be amazing, good, great music, and the opportunity to win some big prizes, including backpacks for the kids. So make sure to save the date for our third annual Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 23rd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Riverside University High School. Truth Family Fest is presented by Crash Course Driver Education Center and U.S. Cellular, and also sponsored by the Milwaukee Area Technical College, Landmark Credit Union, U.S. Bank, Milwaukee Public Schools, Gruber Law Offices, Big Frog, Educators Credit Union, and the Riverside University High School. And this is Truth to Power on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. This is Pastor Jay, your cousin sub of the day, in for Kyle Wallace, who's out. And we've got Don Taylor in the office with us. He's going to be talking with us a little bit more about how to start your own business. And we've been having a great conversation about just some of his past experience of going from working the 9-to-5 and working for someone else to forming something that he now works for himself. So, Don, I want to jump back in and talk a little bit. We were, during the break, speaking about LLC.
Yep.
And if you can let us know a little information about what is an LLC, why should a person have that as opposed to just starting a business? I'm going to put it in my Social Security number, and I'm just going to run with it in my own name.
Right. A lot of people get intimidated by forming an LLC, but the truth of the matter is we just did one yesterday, actually. We're doing some developing down in Mexico, and we have to form another LLC here so that we can limit our liability. That's the whole point of it, limited liability corporation, right? So the idea of an LLC is to protect yourself, your personal. So I want to protect Don Taylor, my personal assets, and I don't want, if something happens in business, I don't want someone to be able to come after Don Taylor and my personal. They come after a business, and they can come after the business assets. But if you do something as a sole proprietor and you're using your Social Security number, you're a little bit liable, or it potentially can be. So, and I'm not an attorney, I'm not a CPA, but just telling you what I know. So with an LLC, you can, for $130 in Wisconsin, you can form an LLC. And that's just as simple as you pick a name and you go on to like the Wisconsin, what is it called? The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions. And you can register there and sign up. You got to appoint a registered agent, and that just needs to be a resident of Wisconsin. It could be your CPA. It could be your attorney. It could be your aunt. It doesn't matter who it is. They just have to have a physical address in Wisconsin. It can't be a P.O. box. And you can set up an LLC pretty easy and cheap. And what that does is it protects you, but it also gives you credibility too. When you're talking with somebody, or you're presenting a contract, you know, again, you're presenting it as, I'm an LLC, I'm a legitimate business.
Right.
It gives you more credibility. It gives you credibility with lending institutions. So I always tell people, even if you're not sure what you want, or if you're running even an at-home business, get an LLC, form that, and establish history with that. If you can have an LLC and maybe you grow, and in 5 years you're in a different position, well, now again, when you go to a bank, you could be like, hey, I've had this corporation for 5 years now. You do have to file taxes and do tax returns for that. Yeah. But that all passes through. So you're able, from that LLC, you're going to get what's called a K-1. And that's income that you make from that LLC. And that's what, like, personally, then you're gonna use that and file your personal income. So the business isn't paying taxes. You're not paying anything. That all flows to you. And you can have it as a single member. You can have multiple members. So that's just it's a smart way to do business. And again, to protect yourself. But people get fearful of that, but they really shouldn't be. I mean, even I'm helping out a kid who just graduated high school. He's 18 years old, Want to start a business. Number one thing, LLC, business insurance, and now you can start working.
Gotcha.
And I do that a lot with people, is be able to help mentor people to start and kind of get them in going in the right direction. So people come in on a weekly basis to my office and sit down, and if it's not just even real estate, landscaping, I've helped people in automotive. I've helped people in construction and framing, and just a lot of different, you know, more so in the trade section. But it's really easy to get started. You just have to make the decision to do it.
Gotcha. Well, here's a question for you, for those maybe that have at least started and they have a business that they're running and they're trying to figure out how to scale that business. How do I, you know, hey, I actually am getting orders, or I'm getting business, I'm getting clients that are requesting me. and maybe I have more work than I have people.
Yep.
You have a phrase where you're constantly speaking about the importance of leveraging yourself.
Right.
Can you talk to me a little bit about what that is and how have you gone about doing that for yourself in your own business?
Yeah, it's surrounding yourself with the right people. And again, it doesn't mean you go hire people. You don't want the employees. I mean, if let's just take, for instance, a painter. If you're painting and you want to, grow your business, well, you get so much work. All of a sudden now, you have so much work. And you decide to hire another guy. Well, now that guy needs a van. That guy needs tools. And you're just kind of going backwards. You feel like you're going backwards. And so I try to shift people away from that way of thinking. Again, there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
But if you could now find another painter buddy who is his own sole proprietor, single member LLC, and he's just still looking for work, I can subcontract him out. So I'm still getting the contracts. They're still my name. I'm putting my name on it still.
Right.
But I'm now using, my buddy Bob over here, and he's going to come in and paint now. And he's going to go do the work. I'm going to check out. I'm going to make sure it's all good. But I'm still getting paid. And I'm going to get a small piece of that pie. I don't get the whole pie now, mm-hmm. but I'm going to get a small piece of that pie. So, and if I duplicate that over the course of, X number of jobs and other people, I now get a lot of pieces of pie that way more add up than one full pie.
Right.
So
you've actually got a question here, and you let us know how you feel with this. This is in reference to the LLC. We have Mile the Elephant is asking, can the LLC be used as a trust? And if so, how does that work when life insurance is involved?
Okay. Let's start with the trust. So I have trusts as well. So those trusts, I've established those trusts. I make the LLC the owner of that trust because mm-hmm. that just gives me, again, more protection. There's multiple layers of protection in that. Now I am the sole member of that LLC. So I own the LLC. Well, that LLC now owns a trust. The LLC doesn't own anything else. It just owns the trust. The trust is just a bigger line of defense when it comes to, those liabilities that could come, potentially come against you. As far as the life insurance part, that I don't know about. There's a lot of, that people do with insurance, especially like whole life policies.
Sure.
That you can get into some creative deals to work with those. I'm just not familiar enough with that to answer that. In a good way.
So when we're speaking about a trust as an example, you mentioned how you use the LLC to own the trust.
Yeah.
What is a trust?
So a trust in, for instance, in Mexico, I have to own, everything has to be owned in a trust. And here in Wisconsin, it's set up basically the same. It's a little bit different, but a trust is just a legal arrangement is where the managers of that trust or that for the asset or that benefit, you can have a revocable living trust. You can have an irrevocable trust or a special needs trust. So most of the time, we use trust to just as an investment tool. So we'll hold our family real estate. Like if you have a family farm, your house, you can protect your business assets with it. There's obviously, again, there's things when it comes to your life insurance policies and other assets that's easy to transfer over.
Sure.
So again, these are things that an attorney would know more. But, if you have a family trust, my kids can inherit my family property and they're not going to pay, certain taxes because that trust is just transferring ownership between them. I own property in Mexico. Again, I own a trust there. I own my LLC here. When I go to sell those properties, I just sell the shell LLC essentially, and that owns that property in Mexico. So it's just an easier transfer of power or assets or wealth when it comes to that.
Hey, love that. You've got another question here from Lana Banana says, are you involved with any black owned and operated businesses?
Yes. Yeah. So again, I have, some of my subcontractors are, either black or Hispanic. I am always making sure that I'm utilizing legitimate people and businesses. So, and again, I've had multiple people come to me and want to do work with me, but maybe they don't have a business set up or maybe they're not insured. Well, I have to make sure that you know, you are that. So we've helped people out. Again, get an LLC, like $130 in Wisconsin, to get just regular liability insurance, like as a contractor in Wisconsin, it's like $900 for the year. So we've even helped people out of saying, hey, look, we'll give you like an advancement, get your insurance. And then we typically hook people up with, the proper insurance people so that they're getting what they really do need. And that helps people actually get established in real business. So, but yes, to answer that question, absolutely. In contractors and in real estate.
Love that. Here's another one here. And this is just, you know, as we're coming down to the end of this segment, if someone listening today wanted to start their own business, but they feel a bit overwhelmed, you know, what's one small step that you say they could take this week to get moving?
One step. I mean, honestly, that's all it takes is each and every day. If you make the decision of I'm going to do something, and figuring out first and foremost, I want to say this quickly, is knowing what you're passionate about. If you're passionate about something, you're honestly never going to work a day in your life. If you enjoy doing what you're doing, you don't feel like you go to work and you don't come home exhausted from your work. Now, again, I have hard days. I mean, things happen, but I'm still able to show up and be at home and be present for my family, my kids, my wife, my kids, because my job doesn't drain me. I don't work for my job. My business, that's the important part. When you build a business, to build a business that works for you.
Yes.
You know, if you're that solo painter and if you go away for vacation, no work is getting done, you haven't built a business. You've built yourself a prison. Wow. Essentially.
Yeah.
So the idea is to build something that you can step back away from and it still produces and it still goes. And that's where leveraging other people, that's where leveraging your time is extremely important. So know what you want to do, love it, and go after that. And again, surround yourself with people. Your network is your net worth. So the more that you network with people, and again, I'm available. People can contact me. Again, my office is an open door. I'm more than happy to help people when it comes to that. Now, here's the key thing to that. I'm not going to invest more into your life than what you're willing to invest.
Come on, you saying something right there.
But I will match what you invest.
Yeah.
So your time and my time will be equal, but I'm not going to give you more time.
I love that. Well, Truth Nation, again, we're thankful to have Don Taylor in with us. We're going to get ready to go to break. But again, this is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And we're going to be back with you in a few moments to share a few more bits of information before we close out for the day. We'll be back with you momentarily.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
This is Truth to Power on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. This is Pastor Jay, your cousin sub of the day. I'm in for Kyle Wallace. We just had a great segment here with Don Taylor with SoPro Real Estate Solutions. You can reach them online at sellfastwithus.com. He's open to having conversations, open to answering more of your questions. But Truth Nation, in this last few moments that I have with you, I want to encourage you to choose your hard. And you may say, well, what is that he's talking about? We're talking about starting businesses or doing something that maybe you've been thinking about, something you've been dreaming of, something that you have had in the back of your mind, like, I would love to try that. Well, what I'm telling you is that not doing it is going to be hard. Having regrets and wishing 2 years from now that you had to start it today, that's hard. Not chasing your dreams, not going after the things that are important to you, all of those things are hard. And you get to choose which is the one that you're going to go after, because you can stay where you are, or you can say, I'm going to actually get up and do something I haven't done before. I'm going to chase after that dream. I'm going to chase after that idea. And as Don said, I'm going to throw the balls against the wall and see what bounces back to me. I want to encourage you to do that. I was very encouraged by a young man, and I love working with our young African-American men who are trying to make themselves better, but many times are like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get myself out of this situation. And I am encouraging them to do the hard thing. If you want an easy life, you got to do the hard things first. Because if you only do easy things, that makes life hard. So I challenged him. He didn't have a job. He doesn't have a driver's license. He's trying to figure out what life looks like as a 20-year-old trying to make his way out of a community where there's not a lot of opportunity. And I told him, brother, you're going to have to make the decision of, do you want to always have to wait for someone else to pay you? Or do you want to be the one who's paying someone else? And he was like, what does that mean? How do I do that? I said, hey, tomorrow I want you to get out of your bed and don't turn on the Xbox. Don't hop on 2K. I want you to walk around your neighborhood and I want you to knock on doors. And I can see the fear already forming in his eyes. I said, but brother, here's two things that I know you know how to do. You know how to mow lawns. You know how to wash cars. The area you live in has a lot of people that own their homes. There are a lot of older people there, and they need their lawns mowed. They need their cars washed. I said, brother, I want you to just knock on doors. Tell them, hey, I'm a young man who lives in the area. I'm trying to start a business. I want to do things the right way, and I'm just looking for people to give me a shot. I said, tell them that. Have that conversation. Be presentable. Wear something nice. Don't put on your hoodie. Come out your house looking good, smelling good. Let them know what you want to do. And I said, in your job tomorrow is to look for clients. You want to have that conversation. You want to say, hey, would you allow me to mow your lawn this week and see how I do? Would you allow me to wash your car, your cars? I'm happy to do that as well. Well, Truth Nation, I was overjoyed. This morning I received a text message from this young man, and I didn't know if he was going to do it or not. But he said, Jay, I went out and I did what you said. I started knocking on doors and I started getting happy just reading the text message. Because I know he was scared. I know this is something out of the norm. And he said, I knocked on doors for a few hours and I got two clients. I got some clients. I'm going to be at their house this week. I'm going to be taking care of some stuff for them. And I first encouraged him and then I told him, brother, look, the houses you knocked on today, I want you to knock on that many tomorrow because it's two more clients waiting on you. So I want to encourage you all, start the business. Knock on the doors. Make the phone call. Send the text. There are people out here that want to give you their money. They just need you to solve their problem. Don has told us, start an LLC. Get your paperwork in order. Get you a trust. Get you everything in order. It's here for us to do, Truth Nation. We can do this, but we have to choose our heart. And I'm telling you, if you choose your heart today, you can make your life easier tomorrow. I'm thankful to be able to be on here with you all. Happy to be here in the studio. Shout out to Kyle Wallace. That's my guy. We'll be happy to see you back here on Monday. Don, I want to say thank you again for coming and traveling with me and being here today. Shout out to Rio on the ones and twos that's holding it down over there. We're going to let you all go. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you all back here next week. Take care. Don't walk it so